Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to the Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. In the next few episodes, the overtones of our topics would be a little bit more serious. Well, we've talked about serious stuff in the past, but well, a better term would be more delicate, more controversial, deeper. And none more controversial and delicate, sensitive than suicide. So we're going to unbox overcoming suicidal thoughts. But before we get into the serious stuff, if you're watching a video version of this episode, I'm not Randy Santiago. I'm still me. I'm wearing shades because I have an eye infection. Although I want to look cool in spite of wearing shades indoors, and I hope I look cool to you. That's not the reason. It's because light blinds me and it's quite painful. So I'm wearing shades because the future looks so bright. Super duper bright for you and I. And I have to wear shades for you. Now that that's out of the way, as we unbox suicidal thoughts, I'm going to combine both spiritual and also psychological and treat this episode as if I am talking to someone with suicidal thoughts or tendencies. And if that's not you, please use this to equip yourself to teach others or share this episode with them. I am now more active on TikTok. Please follow me there to reach out to the younger crowd, younger audience. And I get messages sometimes in the comment section thanking me and telling me that, hey, sir, thank you so much. I want to commit suicide already, or I have suicidal thoughts. And I get to check their account. And it's really scary. There's one with almost 10 posts of videos that parang kikita mo, may mental condition, no? Yung nagpo-post. Kasi nakakatakot yung mga pinopost niya. And then a wife who's being abused by her husband and is only enduring because of their kids. And she has suicidal thoughts as well. So this is for that purpose. And I've suffered from this too. And if you think about it, most of us, if not all of us, have had suicidal thoughts in our life. I've suffered before when I was young because I was like an outcast and I was with a group of outcasts. We would party, rebel, go out, gimmick, and then go straight to school without sleeping. And that was my lifestyle before until I met people in church who became my mentors, people who I respect and now have become dear friends. Fast forward 20 years, we're still good friends until today. People I can confide with, I can share my inner thoughts, inner feelings with. But I thought I had overcome suicidal thoughts. But when I lost everything in my business, that's when it started again. Yung hindi naman ako magpapakamatay, pero parang gusto ko na lang mawala ng bula. Have you experienced that? Yung bakit pa ba ako nabubuhay? Why do I exist? Why do I need to exist if I'm such a failure? Parang, Lord, may tuturo ka ba sa akin? Kung tuturo mo, pwede bang ituro mo na ngayon para hindi na ako, hindi ko na pagdaanan to. The five stages of grief, Elizabeth Ross talks about that. The first of which is denial. You're in denial that it's happening. So I was in denial when I was about to lose my business that it's going to be okay. Everything will turn out right. And then from denial became anger. nagalit ka, why does this have to happen to me? I am feeding the families of my employees. I'm working so hard. Hindi ako magastos. Iniikot ko yung pera sa negosyo ko. Bakit sa akin kailangan mangyari to? And then from denial, anger, it becomes bargaining. Nagbabargain ka na. Wala bang ibang pwedeng gawin? Ano ba yung pwede kong gawin? With people, bargain with God. Can I still continue the business? Or why do I have to close it? Pwede ba? And then from that comes depression. If you stay long in that stage of depression, you will enter the suicidal zone. You'll have suicidal thoughts and you'll live a life that's devoid of meaning and happiness. You're going to be depressed. And then the fifth is acceptance. She also said that it takes 2 years for you to go through the 5 stages of grief to acceptance if you lose a loved one. But you see, if it has to take 2 years, then it's no longer about living life. It's about coping with what life has given you. And we don't want to just cope with what's given to us. Why not, from moving through the 5 stages, okay, why not reverse it and immediately accept so that you can move on with your life? I've been saying this again and again. No one in the history of mankind has ever been depressed. No one while taking a dump. In Tagalog, walang taong nade-depress ng umi-ebak. Ang pangit pakinggan, no? Pag umi-ebak tayo, well, hindi ko na i-act out, ha? Hindi ka nade-depress kasi may ginagawa ka eh. So, yun ang unang panlaban sa depression. Pero kailangan natin ng awareness. Okay? We're going to be using the 3 P's and later on, the 3 T's. So the 3 P's would be about awareness, and then the 3 T's will be about how you can overcome suicidal thoughts. And then from there, we're going to talk about the spiritual component of needing and having God in your life. I believe that is the most powerful way to overcome it because you know that your life has meaning. And God loves you unconditionally. And your life is valuable to God. Now, you see, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And it should never be a solution. Okay? Your problems are temporary. Don't take it personally. Don't make it pervasive. And do not think that it's permanent. And those are the 3 P's. Personal. Masyado natin pinipersonal. Mahilig tayo ma-personal. Nasabihan ka ng boss mo, personalin mo. Kasi ito may favoritism eh. Itong boss ko, ano eh, asungot yan eh. Yan yung ano ko eh, the bane of my existence. Nakikita ko yung boss ko, kumukulo na yung dugo ko kasi pinag-iinitan ako parati yan eh. Diba, hindi mo naisip na yung boss mo, kaya kasi nasabihan so that you can be better in your work, so that you can thrive. And worst comes to worst, if you move to another work, you can be the best in that job. Or if maybe a client rejects you, pinipersonal natin. Diba? Kasi ito, hindi yan tumatanaw ng, ano eh, ng utang na loob. Or ito, ang tingin sa akin, hindi naman kaibigan eh. Ikaw naman, hindi naman lahat ng kaibigan mo, natulungan mo rin. Diba? Naging busy ka din, nawalan ka din ng time for them. But you see, pinipersonal natin. Okay? Hindi porket that client rejects you, that all clients would reject you and think of you that way. So you move on. Personal. Huwag mo personalin. Failure is just an event. It's not you. And depression is not you. Okay? Suicidal thoughts, it's not you. It's just your thoughts. You can separate yourself from your thoughts. Don't take it personally. And then pervasive. You see it everywhere you go. You see the problems everywhere you go. It's there everywhere and it's there to get you. Right? When it's pervasive, whatever is ruining your day will ruin everything else. For example, yung work mo again, o yung boss mo, sabihin natin, sinabihan ka, nainis ka na. So nag-drive ka, medyo naging kaskasero ka, nakipag-away ka pa, nakipagsigawan ka pa sa daan kasi nadala mo yung problem with work with your commute. Right? And then at home, may sinasabi sa anak mo, nagkaroon ka ng temper tantrum. Pinagalitan mo yung bata or yung asawa mo. Right? You are distant because of your problems at work. So now it becomes pervasive. You see it everywhere. Okay? And you start getting that bad attitude about everything so that you don't enjoy anything, right? And then finally, it's permanent. It's there forever. You project it into the future. And that's the perfect formula for helplessness. Helplessness. The opposite of helplessness is resilience. And what's synonymous to helplessness is hopelessness. You don't have any hope anymore. Resilience is your positive. Being optimist is that you know that no matter what happens, you can do something about it. Yes, we balance optimism. You become optimistic. You become positive with your eyes wide open. But you also know that you can do something about it. You can do something about your situation. You are not helpless. Countless people in history. I saw this girl on TikTok. Yung nakaganon siya, no? Tapos pag turn around niya, there's a guy beside her. And then she removed her hand. As if she has her whole hand in her mouth. Pero paglabas ng kamay niya, wala pala siyang kamay. And then they both laugh. And that's not a laughing matter. That's a serious matter. For this girl, she uses her disability as her advantage. And talk about Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned for 26 years, tortured, and yet he was able to forgive his torturers. Or Viktor Frankl in the Nazi concentration camps. He saw people killed right in front of him. His parents, his sister died, his closest friends. He was there for years. He was like around 22, 23. He exited the camps. They were freed around when he was 27, 28. And he got to live for until he was around 90 plus years old, enjoying life. Practice logotherapy and teaching people to change their meaning. Or Jerry Coffey. His plane was shot down in the Vietnam War. He was imprisoned for 7 years. Beaten every day. They were tortured in a 6-foot cell. There were three of them. One committed suicide, the other one in a psychotic ward this day. But Jerry Coffey said that that was the best and most powerful experience of his life.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, you are sad. Yes, you are depressed. Yes, you are down. Embrace that feeling. Embrace that sadness and break free from that sadness. Break free from those feelings because your feelings, they are not you. They're not personal. They are not pervasive and they are not permanent. Which brings us to the three P's. That, there, and then. I learned this from neurosemantics. Michael Hall talked about the three T's, that it's that something bad happens. It's that. It's not me. It's not me. It's not personal. It's that. It's outside of me, externally, not internally. It's there. It's somewhere. It's not everywhere. It's not pervasive. It's just there. It doesn't mean that it happened to me with one person. It's going to happen to me again with another person. I don't like boys because men are all the same. And you're telling your daughter, okay, anak, diba? Don't date guys. And your daughter says, but mom, I'm 42. No, because you're still attached to those negative, hurtful feelings from the past. And now you are telling others that my feelings, my experiences might be your experiences. Kaya ganun yung nangyari pag may mga anak. And then, yung then. Okay? That, there, and then. Then is we say it's just that there and then keeping it in time. Okay, you freeze that moment in the past. Okay, you freeze that moment in that situation. So the way to take a bad thing and bring it inside your soul and make your soul dark and painful is personal, pervasive, and permanent. And the way to keep it out and have good boundaries is say that, there, and then. Now, let's move on. By the way, before I forget, in our last episode, we shared who are going to be the winners. We're going to message you personally, those who will be receiving the bags. And if you haven't listened to that episode, still have time to message us. What are some things that you've learned to win some prizes? And we'll have more prizes in the future. Whew, I hope this episode is helpful to you guys. And you see how passionate I am about it, because I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot, both in my business, both with my health. There was a time when my leg was almost amputated because of a health problem. That's going to be another story for another time. And I know what pain feels like. I know what helplessness and hopelessness feels like. And I also know the feeling of breaking free from that, from exceeding everyone's expectations, to exceeding everyone's perception, image of that box that they have placed you in, and they feel like you're just going to be living in that box, and break free from that box and showing them, not in a negative way, but showing them that you are more than what they think of you, and that your life is about giving people that same hope, that same hope. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and it's never and should never be a solution. Now, I want to talk about the spiritual. In the spiritual, God in the Bible says that He will never leave you nor forsake you, that He will be with you wherever you go. So in the Bible, there are practical stuff there that talks about this. I also shared about Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian of our time. And the best lesson that we can learn from him is he also had suicidal thoughts. And when he was competing in the Olympics, winning gold after gold, he wanted to die. He had no self-love, no self-confidence. The greatest Olympian of any time, of all time, had no self-confidence, according to him. But he shared that in his documentary, Angst, that help is available. And he shared and opened up for the first time, and now he's living life for others with his advocacies and also helping others to open up if they are harboring any dark thoughts and feelings of suicide. So in the Bible, it says there that healthy people do not need a physician, but those who are ill do. That's in Matthew 9:12. And it shows that, yes, we need some help also medically, and medical help is available. So you can be equipped with these tools. Most of us, with these tools alone, we can overcome suicidal thoughts and depression. But there are some whose cases are medical, and medical help is available. And there are many who are depressed, bipolar, but because they sought help and they opened up and they find medical help as well, they were able to overcome. They were able to find solutions to their problems. And here's another one. Bible says that we have this hope as an anchor for our lives, both sure and firm, in Hebrews 6:19. And that hope is God. That's why in the Bible, they call Jesus as the blessed hope. I love this quote, and you've probably heard me say this before. Man can live 40 days without food, 3 days without water, and still exist. 2 minutes without oxygen and still live. But no man can exist without one second of hope. If there is no hope in the future, there is no power in the present. And for me, I base my hope in God. So you do not know what your life will be tomorrow. The Bible also says that. Okay, we don't control our lives. In fact, we don't own our lives. We are just life's managers. We don't even know when we will die. So if you do not know when you will die, then why do you have to be afraid and worried about life? You know that God is going to take care of you, but then you understand also that our life can be taken away from us anytime. I may be speaking right now to you. Tomorrow, I don't know. Something might happen and maybe I'm not here anymore. Life is so precious. Life is so quick and fast. And we have to live life to the fullest. Right? Did you know that car accidents is 10 times more prone than an airplane accident or an airplane crashes? 10 times. We'll never know. Right? Treasure life. You are worth something. And your life has meaning. And if you don't find meaning in your life, then you've tried to find meaning in the small things in your life. And then you will see how grateful you can be, how grateful that you are with the life that you are living today. And you say, Jason, that's too religious, that's too spiritual. But you look at the Bible, there are so many people there in the Bible that talks about these people. I posted about this years ago when Robin Williams took his life. And I said that very sad to hear about Robin Williams' death caused by depression. Did you know that in the Bible, there are many people overcome by depression? David got depressed over his problem. I'm about to fail. And my pain is ever with me, Lord. Do not forsake me. This is David, the one who killed Goliath. Elijah got depressed after a great victory. He said, I had enough, Lord. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. And Elijah, he actually prayed so that fire would rain down from the heavens, killing his enemies, their enemies. And yet, after a few days, he said, Lord, take my life. Jonah wanted to die. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. Moses said, kill me now. He was so depressed. And these people, all of them had suicidal thoughts. And of course, the calamities Job experienced would depress even the most optimistic. But you know what's surprising? It's surprising that God did not offer any solutions to their depression. And he also didn't offer any answers to their problems. Instead, God offered himself. God offered himself. Only God can give meaning to our life. And may God equip with those things that I've shared with you, I believe that you can overcome suicidal thoughts, that you can overcome depression, and you can live life every single day to the fullest. Please share this episode to people you feel who needs this. If you're sad and down, keep on listening to this episode and equip yourself to help others who are experiencing suicidal thoughts. You'll never know. You might be the very person God will use to save a life. Whew. If you have any thoughts about this episode, please message me as well in my email. jason@jasonlaw.com. Again, this is Jason Law. Please follow me also here on Spotify to help with the algorithm. You know, the messages that we're sharing are messages that will really add value to others, not just entertainment, not just patawa. Yes, we need those things from time to time, but these are things that will equip you to have a unique life. This is Jason Law signing off. You have been listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personalities. We have just unboxed overcoming suicidal thoughts. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. God bless you all. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.